Every man sitting here right now has watched a woman he could not understand go to a man he could not respect. And instead of learning from it, most of you just got angry. That ends today. Welcome to Gallus Class. This is not entertainment. This is not a story. This is education. By the time this lecture is done, you will be able to look at a man, any man, and identify exactly what type of Gallus you are dealing with, or whether you are dealing with one at all. You will understand the psychology behind it. You will understand why women move the way they move around these men, and you will stop being confused by it. Because confusion is what keeps men weak. Knowledge is what changes the equation. Now pay attention to this part, because I am going to tell you something important before we go any further. There are levels to this. A Gallus is not just a man who sleeps with plenty women. Any fool can do that. Any man with enough money, enough liquor, enough lies, can rack up numbers. That is not a Gallus. That is just a man with low standards and no filter. Do not confuse the two. A Gallus, a real Gallus, has pull, natural pull, the kind of pull you cannot manufacture in a course or a YouTube tutorial. Women feel it before he opens his mouth, before he says his name, before he does one single thing. It lives in how he carries himself. It lives in what he has built, what he represents, what he has survived. It is in him, and no amount of mimicking the style will give you what was only earned through the life. Remember that. Write it down if you have to. Now, today is episode 1, and I am starting with the one most men think they already know. Most men see him and immediately think, yeah, I know that type, but trust me when I tell you, most men do not actually know this type at the level I am about to take you to today. Today we are talking about the bad man Gallus, the most visible type, the most mythologized, the one they make movies about, songs about, the one mothers warn daughters about at the dinner table, and yet still the most misunderstood when it comes to understanding exactly why he operates the way he does, and exactly why women cannot stay away from him regardless of what they know. Today you are going to actually know him. Let me build this out for you properly. Who is he? He is not a man who acts like a bad man on social media. He is not the aesthetic. He is not the man with the tats and the chain performing toughness for a phone camera. I am not talking about that. I am talking about a real leader of men, a garrison general, a man who commands a community, real fear, real respect, real consequences attached to his name, not performed, real. When this man walks into a space, something shifts in the room. Men defer, not because he asked them to, not because he announced himself, just because of what everybody in that room already knows about what he has done and what he is capable of. That energy is not fake. You cannot buy it, you cannot perform it, and you definitely cannot get it from a 6-week confidence program. It took years to build, and it lives in the body. Women feel it the same way men feel it, viscerally, before logic gets involved. And here is the first critical lesson for every man in this class. He does not chase. This is fundamental. A bad man Gallus at the top of his level does not pursue women aggressively. He does not beg. He does not flood a phone with messages at 2 in the morning. He picks, chooses, and refuses. He can afford to say no. And the ability to say no, genuine, effortless, unconcerned, is one of the most attractive things a human being can possess. The women come to him, and when they come, they stay, even knowing the full picture, knowing about the other women, knowing the danger attached to his name, they stay anyway. That is the sign of real pull, not tricking a woman into staying, having her stay with all information available. That is a completely different thing. Now let me get into the psychology, because this is where most men get lost, and where most men stay lost their entire lives. Good girls love bad man. You already know this. Ghetto girls love bad man. That one you understand without explanation. But why does the educated girl fall? Why does the church girl fall? Why does the uptown girl, the one whose father is a professional, whose whole life has been structured around safety and propriety, and the right kind of future, why does she end up sitting across from exactly the man she was warned about her entire life? I will tell you why. Because women respond to real power, not performed power. Real power. And in a world full of men performing power, with titles and suits and carefully managed impressions, when a woman encounters a man whose power is not performed at all, It registers in the nervous system differently. She does not have to be told he is dangerous. She already knows. And that knowing is not a deterrent. That knowing is part of the pull. That is the thing nobody explains to young women, because the adults doing the warning never understood it themselves. Think about it from her side. Her whole life she has been told, stay away from that. That is dangerous. That is beneath you. That is not what you want. And when someone tells a person from childhood to stay away from something, consistently, forcefully, with genuine urgency, what do? They are drawn to it. The forbidden is always louder than the permitted. That is not weakness. That is human nature. The bad mangalus is the most forbidden thing on the entire menu. The church girl falls because underneath the structure her family built around her, she has a body that wants what all bodies want. Real intensity, real feeling, something that is not managed and scheduled and appropriate. He gives her that. One conversation, one encounter. The contrast alone between what she is used to and what he is can be enough. Game over from the first meeting sometimes. The uptown girl falls for a slightly different reason. And this is where I need every man in this class paying close attention, because this is the advanced lesson inside this episode. From time to time, the bad man Gallus catches a woman completely outside his world. Not the garrison girl, not the area girl, the uptown girl. Educated, affluent, different address, different accent, different set of options available to her. On paper, no business being anywhere near him. No rational explanation for how these two people are even in the same room. But here is what is actually happening on both sides, and I want you to stay with me through this part. She has been so insulated from that energy her whole life, that when she finally meets the real thing, not a performance, not a rough aesthetic, but the actual man who has built actual power in an actual world she has never touched, the contrast overwhelms her. Everything she has been around has been safe, managed, predictable. She has never been close to something genuinely unpredictable in her life. He is the first one, and she does not walk away. And him, why does he catch her? Because she represents something his power cannot buy. His power is real, but it operates in a specific geography. She represents different rooms, different standing, a kind of legitimacy and access that the garrison does not provide, and that his name alone cannot unlock. She is not just a woman to him. She is a door into a world that otherwise stays closed. He knows this, maybe not consciously, maybe not in language he would ever use to describe it. But the body knows what the mind has not yet named, what each one is actually after, underneath the attraction. She wants the feeling of aliveness that comes from proximity to real, unmanaged power. He wants access, legitimacy, a foothold in a world that otherwise keeps its doors shut. Neither one will say this plainly. Neither one may fully understand it, but that is the engine running the whole thing. And if you are watching from outside and you can see both sides, you understand this dynamic in a way that most people inside it never do. How do you recognize when this is in play? Watch how she carries herself around him, versus how she normally moves in her own world. The composure goes, the vocabulary softens. She stops performing the version of herself she usually presents. And watch how he receives her. He is more patient with her, more deliberate, less casual than with other women, because she represents something that requires a different kind of handling. You can see it if you know what you are looking for. Now let me walk you through how this ends, because I have seen this enough times to give you the common outcomes, and none of them are a surprise once you understand the structure. Daddy finds out, and Daddy does not make noise. Daddy makes moves. She gets shipped, overseas, UK, US, Canada. Do not underestimate the ocean. The ocean is the only barrier that reliably works in this situation. Phone calls fade. The distance does what direct confrontation could not. Baby mother finds out first. Baby mother handles it the way baby mothers in this culture handle it. Publicly, directly, with full efficiency, and no concern for dignity of anyone present. Then daddy finds out. Then she goes overseas. In that order. Sometimes with a constructed story to protect everyone involved. Usually not. She gets pregnant. This is the version that changes the most lives for the longest time. She has the child. The family absorbs the situation to some degree, or does not. Eventually she goes overseas. The child grows up with an ocean between themselves and a father who is a legend in a geography the child will barely know. That child did not choose any of this. That is the real cost. The cost nobody was calculating back when the attraction was just electricity and adrenaline. Sometimes he ends it himself before it fully detonates. Quietly. He has seen this pattern play out before, probably more than once, and he knows how it ends. Sometimes she disappears quietly. The family moves her before anything becomes visible. But the consistent outcome across every variation is distance. Physical, permanent distance. Because two worlds that were never structured to touch cannot sustain the connection when reality closes back in around them. The collision is real, the feelings are real, but the infrastructure to hold it together long term does not exist. And eventually, always, reality wins. Here is what this dynamic actually reveals about both people. The Don who has built everything, real power, real loyalty, real control inside his world, has one door that stays permanently closed to him no matter what he accumulates. And the uptown girl who had every structured advantage available to her still ran straight toward the exact thing all of that structure was designed to prevent. Both of them, for all their power and all their privilege in their respective worlds, were being operated by something underneath the surface that neither of them controlled. That is not a judgment. That is just an honest observation from a man who has watched this enough times from enough different angles to see the pattern clearly every single time. And the lesson, the real lesson out of all of this, is not to feel a way about it. It is to see it clearly. Because if you can see this dynamic, you can recognize it when it is happening around you, in your friend group, in your family, maybe in yourself. Recognition is the entire point of this class. You cannot change what you cannot see. Now let me give you the practical identification checklist. After everything we have covered, here is how you know when you are looking at a bad man Gallus. He never chases. If a man you think belongs to this type is blowing up somebody's phone, showing up unannounced, making emotional public scenes, he is not at this level. The real one does not do any of that. Pull does not need to chase. Scarcity is built into how he operates. You cannot be scarce and also desperate at the same time. The two things cancel each other out. The room changes when he enters, and he does not cause it. He does not announce himself. He does not perform. The shift in the room is involuntary in the people around him. Other men defer. Watch who defers and watch how fast it happens. Women come to him and stay even knowing the full picture, knowing about the baby mothers, knowing the danger attached to the name, knowing what their own family would say. They stay. That is not stupidity. That is pull operating at a high level. Baby mother drama is constant and accepted as the ongoing cost of his world. The women around him have made a calculation. They know the price. They pay it. New women make the same calculation. Some walk away eventually, most do not. When the uptown girl appears in his orbit, watch how he receives her. He is slower with her, more deliberate, less casual. Because she represents something that requires different handling, you can see it clearly once you know to look. That is the bad man Gallus, not a myth, not a movie character, a real type, with a real psychology, producing real outcomes in real people's lives across generations. Now you know what you are actually looking at. Next class, the Jokester Gallus. And if you think because a man is funny, he is harmless, you are about to get the most serious education of your life. The Jokester is the most underestimated type in the entire game. Women do not see him coming until they are already gone. Come back for that class. I promise you, it will permanently change how you look at a certain kind of man. Permanently. Class dismissed.